Aircheckdownloads.com.
Those are just some of the big hits and the big highlights from the top of the UK's only official chart. But where are your favourites going to be? Stick around to find out as we count down the 40 best-selling singles of the last 12 months. Exclusive to 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Listen to the original UK Top 40 with Mark Goody on Radio 1.
So, what's number 40 on the chart of 1995? It's Living Joy, Dreamer. Cold from Radio 1's weekly Top 40. It's the year-end chart for 1995. Number 40, Living Joy and Dreamer. The Italian producers and American singer Janice Robinson. And as soon as it became a hit, Janice left to get her solo thing going. Have we heard of her lately? No, we haven't, have we? Number 39, it's a song that got a bit of a hand from a big film. It's Kiss from a Rose. It's Seal. He is the biggest British solo act in America in 95. And that's the first hit in this year's end of year top 40 to come from the film Batman Forever, but not the last. Number 39 on our countdown, it's Seal and Kiss from a Rose. This is number 38. Eminem's first and biggest hit, rating number 38 on the bestsellers list of 1995.
Little something
for you. 97
to 99 FM.
97 to 99 FM.
97 to 99 FM.
97 to 99 FM.
It's a sort of modern magic.
Radio 1.
And this is number 37, Mariah Carey. That song was just part one of Mariah Carey's huge American success in 1995 on the UK's bestsellers list of single hits. It rates just number 37, Fantasy, Mariah Carey. This is Mark Goody live at Radio 1. It's 4:26 and this is the top 40 of the year. That is last year. Happy New Year, by the way. Number 36, E17, Thunder. They had the Christmas number one in 1994 with Stay Another Day. They're 36 on the 1995 singles top 40. And they were number one on 90 from the 90s. And the single rate 35. Pops, Common People.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge.
1995 was a great year for pop. Three big top 10 hit singles, of which that was the first and biggest, and a big hit album too. And that's number 35 on the chart of 1995. And what's pop frontman Jarvis Cocker's favourite of the year? Let's find out.
The original UK Top 40 with Mark Goody on Radio 1.
Hello there, I'm Jarvis Cocker from Pulp. My favourite record of the year is Gangster's Paradise by Coolio. I like the sentiment of it, because usually in rap songs, people are saying how fantastic they are and how their private parts are much bigger than anybody else's and they are the best. And in this one, he's kind of saying, well, I'm a tough guy and that, but in the end, it's not really a very good thing to be, because I'm going to end up getting killed by somebody one day. It's good to dance to as well, which always helps.
I think we'll get to that song a little later on. Mark Goodyear with the top 40 best-selling singles of last year. And this is number 34, Madonna, You'll See. Number 33 on the bestsellers list for 1995. I'd Lie For You, and that's the truth. It's Meatloaf, number 34. Before that, Madonna and You'll See.
Music.
Top 40 is the show that tells the stars where their hits are, like Ricky Sambora from Bon Jovi.
This is Richie.
It's straight in at number 7.
Oh, man, thank you very much.
Hi.
Straight in at 11, is that good enough?
I am very pleased.
We're sitting on a hotel bed here, very anxious, aren't we, Dad? Very anxious.
Your new entry is in at number 21. Continues. What's number 32? This is Entrance, Staying Alive.
Get real with the people on the dance floor.
Aircheckdownloads.com.